This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. This morning I watched President Obama talking about Gitmo, right? Guantanamo Bay.
Which, by the way, we are keeping open.
All right, Donald Trump acting as if he's already president. We are keeping it open. He does add to his totals with the win in the Nevada caucuses, once again, head and shoulders above the rest of the Republicans. Right here from the get-go, no one better to talk about this than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob. Wow, Trump again.
It's huge, Kate. Huge.
He's a tsunami that has washed over the country. You and I have been talking about this forever,
months.
He has nothing but momentum going his way. I don't see how you stop the Trump train, do you?
No. If you look back at our conversations, literally when this all began, I think we talked about Jeb Bush was finished. That was the day he announced. And then that Donald Trump was not a flash in the pan. I mean, a lot of people, I was looking at Newt Gingrich's comments, you know, I looked at them historically. It's kind of hilarious. I mean, he was just as off as Karl Rove, you know, and the rest. But, no, I think he's running the table. By the way, our home state of Ohio, Ellen Ratner and I, Trump is beating Kasich right now in the polls.
Wow. How about that? So, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so, where does one go? Look, March the 1st. Then, of course, March 15th is Ohio and some other major states, and 880 delegates are up for grabs. Now, I thought he would still go into the convention maybe with not enough numbers, but ahead, you know, but not enough to win. But I'm looking at this, and this is not a good night for Ted Cruz in Nevada. And, I mean, he tied Rubio, but I'm looking at this, and I think Trump is running the table. I really
do. if he's running the table, then that's the question. How long does everybody else stay in this game, especially Cruz and Rubio?
Right now, the establishment of the Republican Party, the Roves and everybody else, the former Bush people, they're going crazy, and they're going, you know, to Rubio. That's where the money's going and the endorsements. I mean, Rubio's picking up endorsements everywhere. And I'm watching people, Trey Gowdy, that ran the Benghazi committee, sniping at Trump last week, and people still making fun of him, you know, things like that. And I'm sitting there thinking, all right. Now the establishment's announced Rubio's the new guy. The Bush people go to him. That should be enough to finish him off. I mean, they're gonna fund money to them. So these guys are still, Rubio and Cruz are gonna stay in it. But I watched Ted Cruz spend 30 minutes of his own press conference a few days ago talking strictly about Donald Trump for 30 minutes. Rubio yesterday was saying, look, 50% of the Republicans don't want Trump, so we have to do something. Well, if Trump wins, does Rubio think 50% are going to go to Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton, that they're going to go that direction? So the panic level now with Trump, it is now a panic within the Republican Party over Trump.
Mm. And you saw the Boston Globe, editorial, Stop Donald Trump Now, was basically the headline, pushing readers, urging them to stop him from winning the Republican nomination and to vote for John Kasich because it's a vote against Donald Trump. That's the editorial board declaring that. Wow. Sorry, it's not going to hold water.
It's all about Donald Trump. When they talk about who they support, it's about Donald Trump. This has just continued week after week, and candidates can't, you know, stand on their own. I mean, I watched the town hall tonight with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Great job with both of those candidates, you know. But on the Republican side, it's still within a group of people becomes, you know, anybody but Trump, but he still continues. I mean, tonight was domination in Nevada.
Yeah, so as that's going on, and then we see the March, you know, Super Tuesday and beyond, with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, either one wins the nomination, let's say, but let's say it's Hillary Clinton. If it's Clinton and Trump, who wins?
I've been thinking about this for a long, long time, and Hillary Clinton has such bad numbers when it comes to the trust factor, like exit polls, 73%. Now, she's winning, I understand, but 73% don't trust her, so that's a big key, because if you got Donald Trump, and people say, well, you know, he just says anything, but if you got Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, there's not a whole big trust argument in that election with the two of them. They might as well both kind of forget, you know, arguing that point in a sense. But I don't know. I look at it, and then people say, well, Bob, how do you say that, you know, Trump would have a harder time against Bernie Sanders? Well, it depends. I mean, Clinton is a polarizing force in America. I'm not talking about in the Democratic primaries so much, but in America. And Trump is a polarizing force. You put the two of them together, I don't know. It's like lighting one match to blow up two people on stage.
Yeah, I like the way you say that. One match, one match. And how big is, I was telling the listeners this the other night, obviously, Super Tuesday is huge. I mean, on both sides of this, because you have some running at the table. That's major delegates, and it's all about getting the delegates, correct?
Right, and now on the Democratic side, there is a whole kind of different ball game, because, you know, Bernie Sanders comes out of one state, and this is frying a lot of people that are friends of mine, progressives. Bernie comes out of one state just winning New Hampshire, and he loses the superdelegates. So some of the Sanders people are saying, look, this is rigged. But the bottom line remains that Bernie Sanders has this huge vote count, a really good one. Because, for example, if in South Carolina, Kate, if Bernie Sanders loses by 9 or 11 points, that's pretty significant, really, for Bernie Sanders. So if something happens and Hillary Clinton stumbles a little bit, although she was much better on her feet, you know, recently, I'm just saying Bernie Sanders can't be discounted. Even if he's losing the delegate count, he's a player, and you've got to do something with him, because he's not stopping, and he has millions of people behind him. So the Democratic side has, I think, a real necessity for inclusion of Bernie Sanders, whether he has the delegates or not, some type of inclusion policy or, you know, or something else.
Yeah. And, you know, it's going back to the question of who will it be. Trump makes the prediction for you and I that it's going to be Clinton, and that he'll have turnouts. He'll break turnout records as far as voting is concerned, and will beat her, you know, basically to a pulp. Now he's just flat out going after her. I mean, everybody's, you know, the target, I guess. But that's what he says.
Oh, yes. And a lot. It's very interesting. I have friends in the whole consulting community and political community on the Democratic side that are telling me, oh, we want Trump so bad. And I said, you know, well, the Trump people are saying, yeah, we want Hillary so bad. I said, you both might get something to wish for, because, you know, you never know how this thing will play. I think it's going to be extremely polarizing election with a Trump versus Clinton. And then, again, people say, well, how could you think that Bernie Sanders would stand a chance? Well, you know, he has a whole different set of factors. So we have an American election where, you know, potentially a self-proclaimed democratic socialist, quote, might have a chance, because the whole ball game's turned upside down.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob Ney, thank you so much for hanging late with us. We appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right, coming up next on the flip side, more on what happened in Nevada here on America Tonight.
When routine bites hard and ambition.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other child wild. Oh, yeah, 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 when it came to winning Blue Ribbon.
How does it happen, or why does her super pack receive millions and millions of dollars from most people? What does it mean that you give speeches to a financial institution like Goldman Sachs and you got a couple of hundred thousand dollars to throw for giving that speech?
Bernie Sanders makes a point talking about Hillary Clinton and her ties to Wall Street. It is all about the town hall meeting once again for the Democrats while the Republicans are into the results. We talked about that in the beginning, Donald Trump winning the Nevada caucus. And, you know, what does that mean? Just maybe a step closer to actually taking the nomination. Let that sink in for a second, my friends. If you were doubting the Donald, he was laughing all the way back in June, knowing that this was ultimately where he was going to end up. And you could feel that momentum building. For better or worse, the Republican establishment has to wake up and realize this is what they got. So they are going to have a hard time, I think, backing Trump. But they have to, right? Essentially, he wins this thing. You got to throw the weight of the party the way of the candidate. There are definitely some Democrats, I'm sure, that won't want to see Hillary Clinton in that spot, maybe even Bernie Sanders, naturally. And they didn't get the person that they wanted on the ballot, but that's the way it rolls. When you are stuck in the system, this is what you are stuck with. This is what you get. It's not pure popular vote. And we go through the process of culling the candidates with these primaries. We're getting into Super Tuesday, and it'll be a super thud for a few once we get out of Super Tuesday, because it's definitely all about how many delegates you're getting. And the more delegates you hold all the cards. That's how you win an election. That's how you win a nomination. The president is going to present his plan to close Guantanamo and to move the detainees to the United States. This has been talked about for a very long time, and this is the tail end of the Obama administration. So he has a wish list, a to-do list, if you will, and on the to-do list is absolutely figuring out the ways to close it. So he detailed on Tuesday a four-point plan he's going to submit to Congress to say goodbye to Guantanamo, Cuba, a plan that would include releasing more of the 91 detainees, transferring others to whatever that facility is going to look like on our soil, but we don't know what that is. And, of course, that would be pending Congress's approval. This has been that effort to push this since 2008 to fulfill that promise. So the idea is transfer the 35 to overseas countries, 35 of them, accelerate the review process for the 56, use all the legal tools, resolve the cases of the detainees, and move on from there. And move on. So the Guantanamo facility on the base in Cuba was opened in 2002, after the 9/11 attacks, you know what happened there. And closing Gitmo, they say, would be less of a drain on the military resources. This is what Obama's saying. And save taxpayers $85 million and as much as $1.7 billion over 20 years. The new place would cost at least $475 million. So, I don't know. Do the math. The Pentagon drafted a plan that they released that was similar to what they're saying from the White House. I don't think transferring the detainees is going to happen. What it would really cost and where that prison would be. Would it be South Carolina, Kansas, Colorado? Well, all of them are voicing opposition. They don't want them in their state. So that's saying it could be scary. I mean, look, it's scary. Are you kidding? Think of the attacks that have been carried out in our country. The Boston Marathon, the plane, Abdullah Mutallab, who was going to blow up the plane in Detroit. You could go back to the shoe bomber, Richard Reed, after 9/11. And you could look at San Bernardino with lone wolf terrorists rallying around ISIS or Al-Qaeda, whoever it is, and that would just be one giant target on wherever those people are. That'd be one huge target. And I think that's the way many, 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 many people feel. If it weren't for the nuts, would we really get that big belly laugh that we get thanks to so much that's being reported from the other side, what I call the news you can abuse. So in the world of the news you can abuse, in an effort to entertain you and bounce around and not pound you over the head with tales of what's happening on the trail, which is important, we've given you the bird's eye view. There's people out there from Talk Media News who come on our show each and every time we're on. But I can't help and throw this one from the courtroom to you. You know, people change their names to all kinds of silly things. There have been times where somebody's changed their name so they can get some money because someone will pay them to have some ridiculous advertising name. And I happened to see this in my travels somewhere today on one of the myriad of websites. And there's a guy who changed his name to Bacon Double Cheeseburger. I mean, you have to be kidding me. A British man decided he was going to do that because of his undying love for the sandwich. No joke. His name was Sam Smith. After a night of drinking with his friends, they decided to go ahead with the stunt. So now he has this new identity. Legally, he has a new identity. The problem with it, it's funny, and I don't know, maybe he's going to get some endorsement out of it, maybe not. He signs his work emails BD Cheeseburger now. The problem, of course, is when you change your name legally, it's a hassle when when other paperwork has to be done. It's all fun and games until you have to fill out a bunch of forms, until you don't get mail or something doesn't happen that's supposed to happen because your name is a joke. So, I don't know. Could there be perks to this? Could it be that, Burger King jumps on this? I'm not sure. I don't know. But I think it's crazy. I do. If you're a Starbucks drinker, then you might be crazy. No offense, Starbucks. But you're paying a lot for some foofy coffee. I get it if it's your treat. But I happen to see this as well. Starbucks has a new request, I guess, that they're getting from members so much. They want rewards on dollars spent because that's what we get, right? We think we're getting rewards. So starting in April, instead of getting a star per purchase, you gain 2 stars for every dollar you spend. So it'll take 125 stars to accrue a free treat versus the current 12. Do you know what that is? That's a $40 difference. $40 difference. So I don't know. Are people shooting themselves in the foot? You know, that there have been, it's just like the airline industry. They've been switching from miles-based loyalty things to dollar-based ones. But then you're forced to buy food and things you don't want. So now people that are Starbucks users are furious. And they're saying, I saw some tweets. Somebody tweeted, thanks for turning my gold card to tin. Why do you do this? I liked my grande pipe. Now I'm going to have to go someplace else. I got the most ridiculous email from Starbucks. Please, this is ridiculous. So they're going to stick with the current plan, apparently, and it means you just have to buy more coffee to get something free. See, we want things supersized and free, but you get used to that. And when you mess with people and there's some kind of change, we don't like it, right? Isn't our life is about change? We don't always want change, right? We don't. Not always. No, please. No. Just keep something the same, especially a rewards card or miles, because you get the system, you know the system, you catch up with the system, and you're just hoping to get those miles. You're just hoping to cash in, baby. Might be more difficult. Pay attention to the fine print. That's all I'm saying. And hang with us. Meet you on the flip side.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Berkey is your premier source for purified water. The Berkey Light System is portable, requiring no water pressure, electricity, or plumbing, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water anytime, especially during emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. This portable system can purify raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, even stagnant ponds. It removes bad taste and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, as well as organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, and unhealthy healthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful minerals your body needs. And you can take the power of Berkey with you when you leave home with a Sport Berkey. Get the Berkey Light System along with two Sport Berkey bottles, a $310 value for only $268 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $42 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Remember, you can always hit us up through the miracle of Al Gore's internet, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. All right, so we're no longer drinking Starbucks coffee. Not that I was before, because I'm not a big fan. I'm a big fan of Howard Schultz. I think that he's done some pretty cool things, including come from the rags to riches dealio, which I love. But the coffee to me is just... ugh, overpriced. When they make a poor people's coffee, then I'll start to go there. But until then, the espresso, cappuccino, double-double, whatever, with sweet stuff in it and an ounce of cream, giant pluffs of cream on it. Nah, I'll take my coffee black, thank you. Maybe a little cream, but that's it. All right, time for... you saw it above the fold, and what that means is I think it's fun to check in and see what's being written because, yeah, there still are some scribes out there, and they'll blog it, and, of course, all newspapers are online, but I'm going to take you from coast to coast. So the New York Post, who do they have on the front of the New York Post? Of course, Donald Trump, and the headline says Donald Trump wins Nevada caucuses. How about that? Then there are some other biggie stories, and the biggie stories become this, where it says, Las Vegas caucus site reportedly runs out of ballots. Ooh, not good. How about the Powerball dropped revamp that gave the suckers bad odds? And then McConnell, Obama will not pick the next Supreme Court justice. Pretty explanatory what they're talking about. I think the most interesting piece of news from the New York Post is the Las Vegas caucus site running out of ballots because so many people were lining up. So many people went to vote, and that's what happened. The Republican National Committee said they were concerned about the reports of the double voting. The RNC spokesperson, Fred Brown, said there had been reports of double voting, long lines, not enough ballots. For example, I used to live in Vegas at Palo Verde High School. People were being turned away and directed to another direction because of the amount of people. So, you know what? The lines, I saw the lines, and I say bravo. Bravo to you peeps for going out and doing the primary voting thing. Hopefully in the general election we see the same deal. I say you can complain and whine and say this isn't my person, I'm upset, when you exercise your civil liberty to go and vote. It is the system, whether we're frustrated with who we're voting for or not. The beauty is we live in a democratic society, right? Los Angeles Times. Here's what they have above the fold, basically, and on the front page. They go deeper than the New York Post. So the front page says, overall delegate count, 1,237 needed to win. Trump has 79, Cruz 16, Rubio 15, Kasich 5, Carson 3. Trump winning the Nevada caucuses with 43.3%, Marco Rubio 24%, Ted Cruz 23.1%. So they've got that where you can clearly see it. And then they talk about also on the front page, they talk about a violent hit when a 4.8 magnitude earthquake strikes California's central valley. Never good. They have Scalia's death probably linked to obesity, diabetes, and coronary artery disease. The earthquake is always worrisome, although Californians live with that and realize, I mean, this is part of the deal when you live in California. I've talked about this in my quest to live all over the place and get to know people. I lived in California, and they were never worried about it. Los Angeles and Central California, you know, wherever I was, they weren't so worried because I don't think they wanted to have one, but they didn't worry about it since this is the life that this is their deal. We live in LA, we live in California, we know there's a possibility that the earth can crack open, and we hope it doesn't swallow us, and we don't want earthquakes, and we want a better system to predict quakes, but we're okay that in the knowledge that we know what to do if there is one. So this happened Tuesday afternoon, 3 miles from Wesco, California. They said it was short, brief, but strong, kind of a violent hit. Ugh. The San Joaquin Valley City is about 25 miles north of Bakersfield, to give you an idea of where it is. They surveyed the town, no broken windows, no structural damage that they could tell. So that's a good thing. And they say they have earthquake procedures in place. In the last 10 days, there's been one earthquake of a magnitude 3.0 or greater centered nearby, to give you an idea of that. I'll say it again. I've seen how Californians are, and they're resilient about the whole thing, whereas anybody else who moves there from someplace, you get any kind of a tremor or a quake, and it is freak out time, because there isn't a handbook for that when you're not from there. Just duck. Go under the desk. Go on the floor. Hide behind the door jam. You'll be okay. Don't worry about it. So pretty much you can tell the Trump thing takes precedent, and that's not a shock. But then there's some localization of some of the stories. Now that's the coasts. So let's go in the middle and give you a sampling of what we're talking about in, let's say, the good old Midwest. What's making news, for example, in the Chicago Trib? You know, they have the Sun-Times there and they have the Trib. They have some super good writers in both of those publications. And on the top it says Trump notches another win as Rubio's bid to elbow past Cruz. Notching three in a row, Donald Trump won decisively again, and that's pretty much the headline, and we know the rest. Then there is the weather forecast, which if you're in Chicago, you care about that. Weather forecast, heavy wet snow, 4 to 8 inches possible. Possible. Then you also see a judge disappointed to see persistent stowaway back in court again. So this is the court system in Chicago, and it's somebody who, as the headline says, has been back in court a few times. The person is Marilyn Hartman, her name is, 64-year-old woman who was arrested again at O'Hare. She's become known nationally as a stowaway. She sneaks on to jets without a ticket. And the judge said, I can't tell you how disappointed I am that we're facing this issue again. Last week was her sixth in Cook County in the past 10 months. After her arrest, she was released to Sacred Heart Home, a Chicago nursing home. In December, she was on mental health probation. She's being monitored by a GPS system in order to keep away from O'Hare, Midway, and Union Station, because that's what she does. Over and over again, she jumps on planes, somehow gets on planes or on trains and takes off for wherever. And she's been arrested in Florida, California, Arizona, Illinois, we just talked about. And it's obviously something's not right, and that's very sad. But it is also eye-opening that she gets through these checkpoints. How are you getting through a checkpoint without a ticket? When they look at it, there has to be some maneuver. The rest of us don't know. Of course, she's gotten pinched, so I really wouldn't want to be in that situation where I'm pulled over and I have to come up with an explanation of why that happened, what I'm doing, but apparently she's done it pretty well. Let's put it that way, because she's been able to escape and stow away, frankly. The Washington Post says Trump cruises to victory in Nevada. Billionaire accelerates his march to the Republican nomination. So much of the same, talking about the campaign and saying that Rubio and Cruz fell short despite being aggressive, especially in the last couple of days. Then allegations of deception taking their toll on Cruz's bid. There's a discussion about that. He fired the person in his campaign that was releasing the social media especially. But it goes on to say, tricky Ted Cruz turning on his Republicans, because then you ask yourself, what did he know? What did he not know? And he had to know some of it, you would assume, right? But he fired Rick Tyler, who was his communications guy, in an effort to say, listen, this is what I'm doing. I'm sorry. And he's gone. So now you don't have to worry about it. It's funny because it's like flip a coin as to how far you want to go down the rabbit hole. So when I say that, I mean, there is dirty business in politics, and it is somebody else usually that digs up whatever it is. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, if you're the candidate, it sells. That's a problem. Because it's more of the same. It's that mudslinging thing, looking for that angle. But is it fair? When everybody else is doing the same thing, wouldn't you try to run an angle? You just have to ask yourself that. That's all I'm saying. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. Keep locked and loaded, and we will meet you on the other side.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Why do we like silly, right? Because we need silly. We need silly in our world. So the big news, recapping it, Donald Trump wins the Nevada caucus, and he does so pretty handily. Second to him would be Marco getting some big endorsements from the establishment folks. But... and Ted Cruz is right on his heels, right behind him. However, he's there's not enough steam in these other engines, I think, to catch Trump. That's pretty obvious. I'm not going on a giant limb and saying, oh, do you think Donald Trump is going to win? What do you think is going to happen? I mean, of course, it's not looking very good for anyone else. Doesn't mean something couldn't change with Super Tuesday. It just seems highly unlikely. Let's put it this way. If I were a betting person and you held me down and I had to make a bet, I mean, come on. And I think at this point, all of you are saying the same thing. So here's the question. If we're going to say that this is definitely Trump, right? If we're going to say it's definitely Trump, my question is this what you saw happening? Did you see this playing out? Save your answers and send them to me at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Or you can tweet me. Yes, you can. Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. Time now, though, for Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! I love bingo. Well, we've discussed that before, bingo, and whether or not bingo is, whether or not we've played bingo. Now I'm sort of on a quest to play some bingo. I've only played, like, fake bingo, and I know some of you will probably meander down somewhere and play bingo over the weekend, perhaps. And it kind of reminds me of my grandmother. So that's why we throw the bingo in. The shred at the bingo, you get it. You know the game. Nathan Reeder joins us. Hey, Nathan, how are you?
Hey.
How about this? Is this a bingo for you, a shred it, or is it fruits and nuts? Everything we do now, anytime anything happens, sometimes I wonder if we miss events, and I can be guilty of this too. Is we automatically whip out our camera and we have to capture that moment through video. Either we're periscoping it, we're just videotaping it, we're taking a million pictures of it, we're doing a selfie. So check this out. There was a wild elephant that went on a rampage in a village in West Bengal in India on Wednesday, damaging 100 structures. The elephant strayed into the village early in the morning, woke everyone up with its roaring. That'd be frightening. Entered from the forest area, destroyed all these houses, scared people to death. But yet, they had massive angles of the elephant because while the destruction was going on, people flipped up their phones, their iPhones, their Androids, whatever, and captured this elephant from all different angles.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a lot more different than, you know, like all those videos you used to see or still do of things where you're like, why don't you just get in there and stop that? Like, that's your kid and you're letting them do that.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yes.
But that's not really surprising when it's something humongous and really you're not qualified to do anything about it, and you know someone else somewhere is going to have to be the ones with the tools. But yeah, that's pretty fruits and nuts, but also bingo.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. It's a split decision, and I feel the same way. All right, here's another one for you. This would be very annoying to me if I lived in this area. And hello to the people listening to us in Portland. We're on in Portland, Oregon. So an unexplained high-pitched tone has kept people in Portland, in the suburb, awake at night for at least a week. The cops, firefighters cannot pinpoint the source. It's a wild mystery. It's this noise. It's like whistle-like. It sort of sounds like a flute. And it's been reported after dark in Forest Grove, which is a community about 25 miles outside of Oregon. It's like the largest city right there, suburb. They say it's, you know, it's been around every once in a while. This tone thing has come up. For the last actual couple of decades, they have it on record. Now it's just been going on for a whole week. What's that about?
Oh, you know, some Jungian communal tinnitus, probably. You know, Portland.
Some alien? Oh. Portlandia. It's so crazy.
No, I totally... It's not an alien. That's people.
So you think it's a people, someone being a nut. They say that a... somebody said that they were worried it was a gas leak, though, because it could be compressed air or natural gas, but the local gas company say they ruled out any of the equipment or pipelines as a source of it, so they're just trying to figure it all out.
That's a fun and, yes, very intriguing. Is it?
It is intriguing.
Is it from another dimension? I mean, if we're going to go to aliens, why...
Light years away, that sound is coming to us, only in that suburb in Portland. It would be, I will say this, though, you and I get really crazy, funky sleep as it is. That would be very annoying to me. For a whole week?
Shoot, I'd just put on the fan.
Something to cover it up.
Earplugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I would think it was my tinnitus, frankly.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy. Here's another crazy one for you. So I'm going to say a little fruits and nuts. And here's one that's nutty. And I was just talking about a postman and keeping a drug person's envelope of drugs and getting shot at. The U.S. Postal Service has apologized to people along an upstate New York mail route because they received mail stained with blood. So here's what the, blood-stained mail. Here's what the deal is. What happened was the blood was from a mail carrier whose finger was cut after an accident. So they say the carrier's car, or not car, mail vehicle, was sideswiped and it damaged the side mirror. He cut his finger when he tried to adjust the mirror. So the he thought the bleeding had stopped, wasn't aware that it was bleeding, and he smudged the mail he's dropping off on a delivery route, so that people got bloody mail in Buffalo, basically.
So, wait, did the people complain?
The people complained that they got bloody mail.
Yeah.
That would be weird a little.
Oh, totally.
I mean, it would be weird.
Totally.
There's
weird
blood on my mail. Then it's going to make you think all kinds of things. That's weird. Fruits and nuts, but it's just a freaky thing.
Yeah, I'm going to go with shred it a little bit on your finger.
Shred it. Okay. Shred it. Okay, this is our last one, a strange one. And a Utah woman in Salt Lake City, says she found a snake head in her green beans. And, you know, took a picture of it and everything. So an Oregon distribution company has stopped some shipments of canned green beans after this Utah woman said she found the severed snake head in the can. It was made on Wednesday after a Mormon church service. She was there and she's preparing a meal, and so there's people with her. When she was taking the beans out of the slow cooker, she spotted something odd. You know, she had just dumped it right in, and then she just dropped it and screamed. And they don't even know where the other parts of the snake were, but that was in there.
Didn't you bring one of these stories up, I don't know, 3 months ago?
Something about like some another rodent in something, yes.
Yeah, some food item that wasn't previously itemized as food found its way in from probably the suppliers. You said it was in Oregon?
Yeah, so here's the snakehead. The kids thought it was kind of cool and fun.
Well, it
she
is.
She was not thinking it. Well, here's your beans with your snake head in it. Oh, what if somebody ate that? Oh, my gosh. I guess they wouldn't know. I think that's crazy. That's a little shredded for me.
I'm pretty sure they would know, though. I'm pretty sure.
I just ate a snake.
I mean, you know that the consistency, it was in salad?
It was in beans, green beans.
Oh, green beans. Yeah, you're definitely going to, you're going to know. You had
creepy. I gotta say it. Creepy. All right. Thanks, man. A lot of fun.
Word.
Fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo. We'll do it again next week. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.